You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 139.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード139番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
Hey everybody, today we are talking about the doma and other differences between American and Japanese homes.
そうです。今日のテーマは土間について話したいと思いまして、それ以外にも間取り的なところで日本とアメリカの違いがあれば面白いかなと思って話していきたいと思います。
So, Yaku, you have a traditional genkan.
Yes.
In your new home.
はい。
But you recently mentioned that you would like to have a doma. Tell me more about that.
そうなんですよね。この間ちょっとちーちゃんと話して出てきたんですけれども、まあ、2年ぐらい新しい家に暮らしてて、まあ、玄関は普通にあるんですよね。これはもう日本のお家だったら玄関は必ずあるんだけど、土間を作らなかったことにちょっと後悔しているんですよね。 I regret not having a doma a little bit.
So tell me like why the regret.
Well, so I have been doing a lot of garden work and making shelves and fences and stuff recently、mm-hmm. because of the quarantine life we're having right now.、Mm-hmm. So I have dirty shoes, dirty outdoor gardening wear, and I come into、mm-hmm. the house and we have this tiny genkan, and so I have to remove and take my dirty clothes off there. だけど土間があればもうちょっと広いスペースがあって、そこで脱いだりしたりできるから、あ、これちょっと土間作っとけばよかったかなって思ったんだよね。
Okay, so can you explain、うん、what a doma is for people who don't know?
ね、これなかなか難しいんですけど。Well, I'll try.
Okay.
So, a doma is an area. It's kind of like the genkan where you come into the house from the genkan door. And there's no flooring. There's just the dirt, which is similar to the outside. Or tiles. And not like wooden floors or tatami or anything like that. And so,、mm-hmm. it's still the outdoors within the house.、
Mm-hmm.
And it's a placeWhere you can take off your dirty clothes, or traditionally it used to be a place where the Japanese cooked there. There was a fireplace there, and so they did a lot of cooking, and that's what it's kind of like. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'll just add to that.、
Mm-hmm.
I think the key difference is it's treated as outside, even though it's technically inside、
はい、
the home.
So
I, you know, and I do think it's really similar to what we call a mudroom, except a mudroom is often still considered inside the home.
はいはい、はい、
If you're coming in from the snowy outdoors, that's where you would hang your wet jackets and take off your dirty boots, and itcreates a buffer between the outside and、oh. the inside of the house. So kind of similar.
Very similar though.
Yeah, we don't have a tradition. You know, certainly there aren't kitchens and stuff in that space.
Mm-hmm,
but sometimes the garage, if you have an attached garage, that can also be a little bit of a doma because it's concrete. It's sort of the outside, but not quite inside.
So
where you can hang your wet clothes and dirty boots and things like that before you actually go up into the house.
そうだね。今ちょっとちーちゃんが言って初めて気がついた。それだよ。やっこが欲しかったのは。日本だと土間 is from a very traditional house だけど、it's still very valid and people still like them in modern day Japan. But こうだから土間土間って考えてたけど、what I really want is a garage attached to our house where I can, you know, it's a concrete flooring where you can have shelves and put, you know, outdoorsy stuff in there. でも面白いのは、I didn't know about the mudroom. Do you have a mudroom?
No, we do not have a mudroom. I think you typically see mudrooms in colder climate homes. So a lot of times you'll see them in places like Alaska or other places where there's a lot of snow. And so when you're coming in from the outside, you're bringing in a lot of moisture.
なるほどね。
And you want to kind of have a space to capture that.
はいはいはい。
It doesn't snow enough here for us to really require a mudroom.
なるほどね。あ、じゃあ、in the colder areas in Japan, when you go to a convenience store, a konbini, there's an entrance similar to that, where it sticks out of the konbini. It works as a double door.And so there's a little bit of insulation and the snow won't come into the convenience store みたいな、あれがあって、やっこでもなんだろうこれってずっと思っててさ、人に聞いたらそういう風な機能がある、そういうファンクションがあるって聞いて、へーって思ったんだけど、だからなるほどね、そういうマッドルームっていうのがアラスカとか寒い地方にあって、ちーちゃんたちの周りだとあんまりないってことなんだね。
Yeah, not very many homes, I think, here have mudrooms like that, that are the real deal mudrooms.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's like the back entrance door, like it's a side door or a back door. It's usually not the front door where the mudroom is.
あ、なるほどね。横っちょにある入り口みたいな感じだね。はいはい。
Because even my grandparents' house, their doma is not their main entrance. It's actually through a side entrance.
Oh, really?
And then it goes to their little outdoor kitchen doma area.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's by the ofuro to. Because, you know, back in the day,You had to bring the firewood in to, for the ofuro.
よく知ってるね。Yes, exactly. そうなんだよね。
Yeah, so it's kind of towards the back of the house.
なるほど。まあ、あと、お釜があるんだよね。よくドアに。ご飯を炊くためのお釜があって、It works as a fireplace to cook. And we have the rice cooker there, the traditional rice cooker there. And そこでね、炊くためにやっぱり木を持ってこないといけないし、火を起こさないといけないし。But I also regret not having a garage. 日本のお家だとさ、外に車止めといて終わりって感じなんだよね。Sometimes we have a roof that kind of protects the car, but we don't have like a garage.
Yeah, I see a lot of carports.
そうそうそうそうそう。
In the Japanese homes.
まあ、そのガラージを作るスペースがあるかっていうのがまあ問題なんだけど、日本の場合はね。だけど、I wish I had a garage. I wish I had a doma. ちーちゃんはそういうのある？ちーちゃんだって新しいお家に引っ越して、前の家と違うところもたくさんあるだろうし、今まで住んできた家と違うところあるだろうけど、I wish I had this room みたいな、そういうのある？
ないね。
すごいね。ないってすごいね。
Here's the thing is because we moved in from a house where we lived together before, so we knew exactly what our needs were. Where, you know, I feel like you and Yang, because you guys were moving in from a guest house, I think you're still trying to figure out what you need.
その通りだね。
Right, but where we had very clear, like, we need these things.
そうですね。
So I was like, we absolutely must have at least two bathrooms. John was like, we absolutely need a two-car garage that can have extra storage. I was like, we absolutely need to have a laundry room.
あーそっかそっか、それはその通りだね。やっこたちが今まで一緒に住んできたところってちっちゃい、 It was a tiny 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 room. And so there was all of these things that we wanted, but we haven't figured out what we really need and what we really don't need.
Yeah, I think it takes a little bit of trial and error to figure it out.
だね。
Because you think, oh, I don't need this, and you're like, well, it'd be nice. Or you think, oh, I really need this, and you're like, oh, I don't actually need this
だねだね、そういうのがね今になってちょっとずつ出てきてさ、ね、でもさもう一回家作るってできないからさThat's a hard thing for us Japanese、
yeah.
でも we can upgrade and downgrade みたいなことももちろんできるはできるんで、
yeah.
けど I have another question for you、
はい、
最近ねやっぱり自分の家でもさあここはこうしようとか最初に決めてたプランと違ってきたりしてんのね、で and I have my favorite area at the moment and、I used to have a favorite area when I initially moved in みたいなところがあってさ、ちーちゃんの好きな空間お家の中の好きな部屋とかある？
I would say、I mean, I certainly love my bedroom and office, which is actually two bedrooms that were converted into one large rectangular room. And we have our bedroom on one side and my office on the other. And it's got, you know, we have beautiful views of the sound, a lot of great natural light. And so I really love it. But very recently, we've, as the weather has started to turn into spring, we've been really working... And I say we, but it's John's been really working on our outside, on our yard, and making it, you know, usable space, livable space for us as, you know, summer comes. And it's really coming together beautifully. Amen. And I think we're going to really enjoy hanging out there. So I think that could, that might become my favorite place.
ああ、なるほどね。まあやっぱり変わっていくよね。その季節によっても好きな場所って。でも、I thought it was interesting that even though you have a big house compared to what normal Japanese would have, ベッドルームとオフィスが一緒になってんだね、まずね。
Yeah, you know, this house was built in 1962 when the bedrooms were relatively small.
はいはいはい。
So I think somewhere along the way, the two bedrooms were converted into one large bedroom.
はいはいはいはい。
But like, the bedroom has always been my favorite space in a home. はいはいはい。 But I actually like kind of that small space living, and so having my bedroom and office in one room kind of feels a little bit more cozy and a little bit more like things are within reach, and I like that feeling.
Yes, that's what I thought when you were talking about this room. I do understand how you would love your bedroom because you love taking a nap. こう寝るの好きなの知ってるから。だけどそのオフィスが一緒の部屋になってて、で日本人からするとさ普通な気がするんだよね。一つのちっちゃい部屋に寝るところもあって働くところもあってみたいな、そういう one small cozy area multiple functions みたいなの日本人は慣れてるけどさ。ね、アメリカの家ではそんなする必要ないくらいちゃんとスペースもあるしって思ってたけど、ちーちゃんはそこがすごい好きなスペースだって思うのがすごい面白いなと思ったんだよね。 It's like so Japanese!
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of the bigger rooms in the house. Mm-hmm. It's where I spend most of my time, so.
なるほどね。ずっと寒かったからそこにいるのも好きだったけど、だんだん暖かくなってきて、お家のね、外で過ごすところもだんだん力を入れていい場所にしようとしてて、そこで楽しめそうだね、これからの暖かい季節になってくるとね。
Yeah, especially as, you know, we still have the stay at home order. So we're spending a lot of time at home, so it's nice to have that extra little outdoor space. Do you have a favorite space in your home?
そうね。まあ最初の頃はベッドルームだったのね、ヤッコも。最初引っ越してきた時は。だけど最近はね、うちの場合ロフトがあって。
Yeah, I love that space.
そうそう、あのロフト。人が一番今落ち着くね。結構日本のお家って天井が低い場合が多いけど、We have a, なんつうんだ、屋根がちょっとこう傾斜があるんだよね。It's a slanted roof and so and it's open inside. And so we have a very high ceiling in the loft area. We have a bookshelf. We have a sofa. まあリラックスする場所になってて、だけど床にも座れる感じになってる、ね。だから床生活もできて。
Nice.
My favorite space right now.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love 床生活。We call it vaulted ceilings.
Vaulted ceilings. Okay. 最近増えてきてるからね。やっぱ天井高い方が開放感があって気持ちいいし、uh-huh. それがどうしてもあった方が広く感じるんで、まあそこを今は楽しんでおります。
Oh, that's lovely. So we'd definitely love to hear from you in terms of what are your favorite rooms and what are things that you would love to add, maybe influences from Japan, influences from American homes. Let us know. Hit us up on Instagram and Facebook.
はい、今日は、まあ、土間の話から始まって、ヤコとちーちゃんそれぞれの大好きな部屋、空間について話しましたけれども、皆さんも自分の家の好きな空間っていうのもあるだろうし、ね、自分の家にこういうところが欲しいんだよな、土間みたいな日本っぽいところとか、まあ、アメリカ的な部屋が欲しいとか、まあ、そういうのいろいろあるかと思いますので、皆さん、Facebook やインスタでもシェアしていただけると嬉しいです。
Thanks again for tuning in for another episode. We look forward to talking with you all next week.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。
バイバイ。バイバ Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。